Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 644478 at keen.com for readings. So, making sense out of nonsense is our topic today, and I'm going to begin with a health tip. And, well, here we are again, the COVID episode. Now the theory is that the Delta variant is possibly going to require masks again and social distancing, even if vaccinated. So a little precaution can't hurt. Zinc and licorice root may reduce your risk. In studies for the 2003 SARS coronavirus, zinc killed the virus on contact. Putting a lozenge in your mouth among crowds, drinking licorice tea each morning along with A, C, D, and E vitamins, and elderberry makes the body less susceptible to any kind of virus. And this combination is available in a product called VitaPro. As with any supplement, please check with your doctor if you're taking multiple prescriptions. My source of reference is Bottom Line 2021, Health Breakthroughs. Our cosmic weather, Mars is opposing Saturn, which could stop production in our individual needs. The moon squares the sun in Cancer, and careful with your emotions and emotional responses. Our emotions could be very sensitive and with this moon conjunction with Neptune as well, so we got a double whammy there. The moon's sextile to Pluto is forcing us to find a way to create light in the darkness. Yay for that one. Okay. We're all facing uncertainty, as I said. We've been ravaged by COVID-19 and it appears to continue on here. The physical, emotional, economic catastrophes have been enormous. And then there's the racial divide. It is the spirit of strife that is creating this. The spirit of strife is a tool to create division. Read Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. If we could achieve unity in our country, how wonderful it would be. What a powerful nation we would be. Mark 3:25, if a house divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Just look at the condition of things right now. We're also being affected by the spirit of Baal and the spirit of Jezebel. These two spirits operate especially in government. Power plays and all the deception and all the things that we're witnessing. Again, we're affected by the spirit of strife. It's everywhere. Our battle is not between flesh and blood, but spirits, spiritual wickedness in high places. If you're born again, God sees us as equals. If we could unite and see each other as equals, what a powerful country we would be. We would have the most powerful nation on the earth. Nothing could match it. Nothing. Folks, we're under the power of these spirits in our country right now. We need to all humble ourselves and pray. God will heal our land. Read 2 Chronicles 7:14. Let's do an experiment. All my callers and all my listeners, July 4th, 2021, any time of that day from morning to night, find a moment and a time to pray. Claim this scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Say that you agree with Spiritual Perceptions or agree with Janet Thornburg or agree with Daisy. And ask God to turn our country around. A simple prayer, just claim this scripture and agree and Spiritual Perceptions is connecting to other ministries, so there's other ministries that are going to be praying this day, and ask God to heal the United States of America and turn around and repel these spirits. Okay, I'm going to take some calls now. And remember, I've been on the air 8 years. I've never asked anyone for anything. But this is very important to me, to my ministry, and to what's happening in this world. If we can just band together, it'll be very powerful. Very powerful. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Dreams. Having trouble remembering my dreams. Have any suggestions?
Okay. Yeah, one of the things is a journal, and if you know, when you first wake up, if you could write it down then, but if you can't remember that, yeah, I would suggest before going to sleep to ask the Lord to guard your dreams, and because that's one of the same ways that he communicates with us. And there are multiple references on that. And ask him to guard your dreams and help you to remember what he's saying to you. Now, if there's subconscious releases, that won't happen. You know, a lot of times we have subconscious releases, maybe stuff that could be back in your childhood. You know, it's just maybe buried from years ago and coming out. And a lot of that is happening now because of Neptune's influence on us. I've been doing it myself, and I go, God, I outlived that years ago. What was that about? It's about releasing it.
So I haven't remembered for years. I mean, I used to have really great, really vivid dreams, and I just don't remember. I've been setting an intention to remember them. When I wake up, if I remember anything, I write it down really quick, but it's
That's
like
good.
Just nothing.
That's good. Okay. You might try the B vitamins, especially B12. It really helps the brain.
Oh, I am low on that. Okay.
Yeah, well, that could be the reason. It could be the reason.
Okay.
So just try that and... But remember, before you go to sleep, just ask the Lord to guard your dreams and help you to remember, and that'll improve. That'll improve.
Okay.
Plus, the B vitamins really help.
Right. Okay. Any other things for me? Any other suggestions? Or
let me look at you. Okay, with the cards here. Okay. Did you have an argument with somebody recently? Or disagreement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're on the right page then. Are you worried about being slandered?
Oh, no. Not like that.
Okay, good. It's just the things they said hurt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got good news. This is going to go away and be solved here, and it's going to end.
Okay.
And there's going to be an understanding. You're going to be able to work through this. There's going to be a heart-to-heart. There's going to be a heart-to-heart talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's good news. You're going to resolve it.
Good.
Well, I thank you for calling Spiritual Perception. Please join with us on the prayer. It's going to be a powerful move, you know, very powerful move.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you
so much. You're welcome. God bless.
Thank you,
too. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Janet. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, just Teresa, just tell me
I
why.
Know.
Just
what can
tell
you
me something
you?
I might need to know.
Tell me something good. Well, you've got some advancement coming up, but it's a guarded advancement. And the reason that guarded advancement is there is because this is a destiny thing. that's why it's gone on for as long as it has. And you have to realize there's a lesson here. There's a lesson here. And, you know, it's all about your love life. And it's created a lot of emotional confusion for you. But you have a strong guardian angel that wants you to just stand down here, and patience is required. And there's going to be some sort of adjustment coming up, some sort of good influence, and a change of heart.
Good.
Yeah. So you just have to, this is coming up, and this is coming up quickly here. I'm going to say this, it's going to happen this month.
All right, maybe the patience will pay off.
Are you concerned about finances?
I wonder how I'm going to get a roof put on the house.
No, I knew it. There's an unexpected, you know, expenditure. And boy, I know the feeling. I just went through two vehicles. Mm-hmm. Where I live, you have to have a backup vehicle because I'm out, you know, in the wilderness. So... Mm-hmm. I had one was $2,400 and the other one was $700. It's like, okay. But you know what? I trusted the Lord and He provided. So here's the thing. We need to do a prosperity prayer for you. And, you know, sometimes things like this happen, so we have no one else to trust but Him. And, you know, He teaches us through that. He teaches us that He's real and that He cares about us and that, you know. So we will do prosperity for you. And I feel like you're going to find somebody that's going to be compassionate on you being a woman alone and, you know, taking care of your mother. And it's going to give you a deal.
No,
it might be somebody you know. It might be somebody you know. I'm not really sure on that one, but there's a solution coming.
Oh, okay.
So this is going to be an interesting month. And keep in touch with me. Don't let money come in the way. You know, you can email me or something. I'm never going to turn anybody down that needs help. Okay.
Okay. Okay then. Okay.
God bless. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
God bless. Okay, July 4th is the celebration of our Independence Day, and I see independence slipping away here. I live in California, and Governor Newsom has stated that we are forbidden to travel to Florida or Texas. You know, what happened to freedom? Please join us and pray, gathering at some point that day, for our country and to be restored back to the U.S. that we know, one nation under God. Our topic today is making sense out of nonsense, and this is a lot of nonsense. This is the only way, friends, we need to join together in this prayer, no matter where you are in the world, since the whole world's being affected right now by the coronavirus episode. Pray for your own country. Pray for our world. And let's do this and patiently watch what occurs. We need to unite. Jesus came to this earth to unite us. The situation in front of us is critical. We need to pray. And like I said, I've never asked anything in 8 years, but I am certainly pressing the point on this. I can't emphasize enough. We will all have the attention of heaven. The more people I can get to do this on the same day, and there's no distance in prayer, there is power in this. Independence Day is an American holiday, but independence for everyone around the world. So let's get our independence back And it's important no matter where you are in the world. So please join us. And I couldn't pick a better day, Independence Day. Okay, but I don't think it was me that picked it, okay? Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm looking forward to this United Prayer.
I am too. I was touched by my spirit to it made sense. I'm doing a radio show a couple of days before the 4th of July. Now it all makes sense, and prayer and meditation before my shows. And I was asked to, given the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7, that if we will humble ourselves and pray, that God will heal our land. And that goes for everybody all around the world. There are other countries listening to us, and it is an American holiday, but use it. We Americans welcome you to use our holiday.
Yes, we all need it, yeah.
Yeah.
Around the world, yes.
Yeah.
I
okay.
Love that.
So, that's looking,
anything
well,
you can tell me would be wonderful.
Thank you. Well, the first card is the Nine of Cups. That's the wish fulfillment card. That's material attainment. It's just success. It's improving and working towards good health. You're going to have a victory over the difficulties that you're having in your health. Money can't buy that. Money can't buy
right.
that. But stability.
Right.
Stability. You're going to have stability in your life and a long-awaited wish fulfilled. And I mean long-awaited.
Yes, ma'am. And
you're
going to
feel
yes.
like you're in control of your house. You're going to feel like you're in control of your life. It's going to bring out a loving nature in you. Not that you don't have one, but I think it's just, with struggling with health issues and being down makes it hard to...
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like the old you, not the old, but... the real happy you before you had all these problems is going to come out. And you
Yay.
Have a sincere interest in helping other things. Well, you're going to have the victory and be able to desires realized. So you got two cards saying that, you're getting what you want here.
Okay.
There is an active warning here to be careful about, it's like... people come out from under the woodwork. Fair weather friends,
yeah.
My mother used to call them. When the weather's good, they're
yeah.
around. When the weather's bad, where'd they go?
Yep.
You have
I
to be
understand.
Careful, so I wouldn't advertise my fortune, okay?
Mum's the word.
Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and you have a safe holiday.
Okay, thank you. I've already had my
mm-hmm.
holiday. I went before the crowds. And I'm just going to be hunkered down. I'm connecting with three other ministries and everybody on that will join in on this for this prayer. That's what I'm going
to
be doing. And I thank you for
Sounds
participating.
Good to me too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I didn't make it. I was so busy, I forgot it was today. Oh, God. I'm going to do this with you. I'm just going to do, let's see what comes up, because I've been doing my praying, and just want to know what God got in store for me.
Okay.
I've been doing my praying. I'm going to keep praying. Keep praying for me, everybody.
You will. We will. We will.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
join
you
us on the 4th of July, sometime that day.
I didn't know what that was. I'm going to have to listen to the thing because I just joined the show now.
Okay.
I was vacuuming. I just got
okay.
home for the doctor. So sorry. I just noticed what time it was.
Well, you can listen to it in the archives, but I'll break it down for you.
I will.
The Thank Spirit
you.
Of the Lord touched me to have people pray and claim 2 Chronicles 7:14, where he will heal our land if we will pray. So I'm connecting with three other ministries, and I'm asking people listening and people who are calling in to take time, some sometime during the day on July 4th and say you agree with the prayers with spiritual perception or my name or this is an experiment and a project that we're doing. And join in on those prayers and ask God to turn our country around.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Well, you're a highly analytical person. I mean, you're a person that receives insight, but and people like that sometimes come under a lot of mess from the devil, trying to keep you back or take away your hope and disappoint you in some way. And so you've come under that kind of
what's that called?
Attack.
What?
You've come under that attack over the last few months, and but you have a new beginning in front of you, and you know you need to step forward and do the things that you need to do. God already has a solution for you; it's in place, but you gotta take a step forward first, believing. That's the biggest thing. We need to believe. We need to believe, and no matter what it looks like, we need to believe. There will be a victory. Also, I have a new relationship coming up, a very supportive man here.
Okay.
And,
I'm going
to
Miami. I booked my bus to go to see Dennis. That's it?
Yeah. So things are quickly going to change here. So, you know, you just got to stop fighting an endless battle that you can't win. It's like a black hole. No matter what you put into it, it's just a black hole. And you have to just let it go. And I got to do the same thing. Same thing. Yeah. So hang in there. And I do see improvement
so
very quickly here.
I want to know he's going to be someplace safe. I just want to know that he's going to be safe. If I can't protect him, I just want to know he's going to be safe. Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, eventually. But he's got to reach his point here where he decides that he wants to. But he's seen both sides. He's seen what it's like to work and have money, and now he's going to, you know, he's got to find out that some of the people in his circle are not really his friends, and he's got to bottom. He's got to bottom out.
Because he's in depression because tomorrow is his cousin Josiah's birthday, and he's really going through depression, and none of his friends are supporting him with it. They take it so lightly, but that was like a brother to him. They grew up together, you know, and Josiah was killed by a car, too. Josiah died by a car. He almost died by a car. His friend died by a car. He doesn't understand yet because I think he still has concussion. I don't think he still understands everything, but he's starting to. I see that, you know, a little bit. Okay, well, listen, I will pray with you, and God bless everybody. And
thank you very much.
And thank you for being here, and God bless you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. Right. God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
When the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me about doing this, he gave me Exodus 14:13. And that's when Moses spoke to the people. He says, "Do not fear. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you." So by joining in this prayer, we will get it accomplished. And for the historical event of that was the people of Israel when they came out of Egypt. They were at the edge of the Red Sea, and they were trapped. There was no way to go. The Egyptian army was chasing them, and they began to panic. And at that moment, boldly, Moses declared, "Do not fear, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." So God wants us to trust him and wait patiently for him in confidence. There's going to be times when you don't have to do anything except keep believing, keep trusting, and keep resting. And this is one of those times. So I'm really happy to hear that people are going to join me in this. I think it's going to be a worthwhile experiment. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, DZ, it's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How are you doing? We've been praying for you during your...
Thank you. Yes, the surgery went very well. I feel great. And
thank you.
Recovering.
Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you for lighting the candle for me and for your
You're
prayers.
Welcome. You're welcome.
And I am just, you know, getting ready for, well, to start looking for my next job opportunity out there.
Well,
just
let's take a look
month.
And see how that's going to come about and then work.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that you're doing so well. Come in thinking of
Thank
you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you've been in a destructive cycle, but guess what? It's in the passing influence line, meaning there will be a sudden change. I don't think there's going to, it says the end of a long period of suffering, you know, strife.
Yeah.
Strife. And
right.
Strife is everywhere. It's just so heavy right now, and it is a spirit. So there's going to be some downfall and some undoing for people. They're going to receive some karma that, you know, for what they did. And, you know, you really hung in there. You were a good trooper and did the best you could, but they just kept trying to make it worse and worse and worse. But,
yeah.
You're getting past
sure.
this, you know, it shows this loss of job and having not to be able to collect unemployment, and it created emotional confusion and problems right mm-hmm. now here a little bit in the present line. But guess what? A lot of it was jealousy, harassment,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and but there's action coming up and a new beginning and all this nasty stuff appears to be in the past. So I think you graduated the School of Hard Knocks here.
Oh, God.
You got a PhD,
thank God.
Okay?
I know I did.
Yeah. So it's the start of a new undertaking, and it's going to be financial gain. It's going to be a more meaningful experience and not a nasty one.
Yeah, I guess the last experience just made me really doubt that I could get into a better positive environment again. But I know I shouldn't let my past experience, you know, weigh me down. And I
no,
need to...
and, you know, it's not like God told us in this world we'd have trouble, but to be of good
mm-hmm.
cheer. And, I mean, look what they did to the Son of God. And it's just... that there are, the hatred is so strong right now, and it begins with the spirit of strife. And
mm-hmm.
we are greatly being affected by these spirits right now. That's why I want this national prayer, and there are other countries listening to us right now, and
mm-hmm.
I want everybody to join in and save their country. And the United States of America, we want it back. We want it back.
Mm-hmm.
One
yeah.
nation under God.
Yeah.
So just remember that it's like with what went out of you on your surgery, this
mm-hmm.
same thing is going out of you in your aura, in your energy field. Nothing, all the negative
mm-hmm.
stuff is gone.
Okay.
Keep holding on to that.
Okay, I will.
And like I said, don't let money come between us. I mean, Keen wants to get paid, but and I don't blame them. They have a lot of expenses to run that site. But just remember, you can email me, and I'll be there for you if you need me, okay?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now I know a lot of people think, will God do it? You know, people question, especially in times like this, whether God will answer their prayers or whether or not he will heal them, whether or not he will rescue us. We need to put an end to this thinking because it blocks our faith and it blocks God's power. Always start thinking about everything with a promise from God's word. Psalm 37:5 says, commit your way into the Lord, trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. So hold on to that when we do our prayer on the 4th of July as we join. We need to think God's way and do things God's way. Again, Psalm 37:5, commit to thinking the God's thoughts, following his system, his way of doing things, and things will happen. God has called you. You may not be called to be a minister, but you're called to receive God's promises and purpose for your life. And turn your concerns over to him. We're all going to do that on the 4th, and he will accomplish what concerns us, especially the more of us that agree. There's power in agreement. Be convinced that he does what he promises to do, and he will bring it to pass. Read Isaiah 46:11. Think possibility. Mark 9:23, Jesus said, all things are possible to those who believe. And technically, we should meditate on the fact of Jesus' last three words, it is finished. That means it's already done. His death established God's covenant of promise to us. It's done. Believe it. And today, in the name of Jesus, I declare God is faithful to do what he has promised in our lives. He will fulfill his promises, which include saving, healing, restoring, and blessing us. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus did it all on the cross. It's finished. He's already provided for our every need in Jesus' name. So I want everybody to have the faith that they need to have. And when we're going to see some action. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. It's Vicki.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, can I just say something to the last caller? I think her name was Lisa.
Uh-huh.
I was in a similar situation, and I had just had lost a job. I had just bought a very expensive vehicle, just moved into a new apartment, and within a week I had lost my job. And,
oh, my God.
It was because of jealousy,
mm-hmm.
Because of he say, she say, and it was the roughest maybe 4 months of my life where I went from making, $60,000-$70,000 a year to $8 an hour. And by the grace of God, there were people planted in my life around me that helped me, and my own mother didn't help me at that time. She did not help me, and she had the ability to help me 10 times over. And for those 4 months, it humbled me to a point where I became the best person. I grew from this experience. I was able to get out of debt. I was able to keep my car. I was able to find a place to live. I was able to even fix all of my credit. So God will, I'm telling you, if you just humble yourself,
mm-hmm.
he will fix it. I can't put words to it, but it was a scary time, but it also, it was just enlightening. I mean, I had to walk to work every day, and by the end of those 4 months, my gym shoes were worn out because I had to choose between walking to work and eating. So it got very, very scary, and just know it will turn around, and it will turn around in a way that you could never imagine. And those people who did that to me, like years later, got what they deserved. So
yep.
Trust me, karma's alive and
well. You reap what you sow.
You do. So
yep.
I hope that helped her. I hope she's still listening. Anyway.
Well, thank you for that testimony, because I certainly have gone through it with her over time, and it was just terrible what they did to her, and just terrible.
Mm-hmm. And I couldn't get unemployment either.
Mean people.
Either. Yeah.
Yeah. She finally quit and couldn't get unemployment. So, but it was just too much abuse. She couldn't handle it anymore. And
she could get a. Oh no, she can get unemployment. Oh yes, she can. I'll have to talk to you offline. They tried that. So before that happened, somebody tried that with me, and the man told me they cannot stop you from getting unemployment. And
email me that information, because she's in Chicago, and I'd like to help her.
Oh, that's where it happened. Okay.
Okay, let's look at you, see what's coming up for you.
would love to look at work and men in that order. Whatever, which one comes up first?
Well, we're going to hold you in prayer because of Elsa.
I'm thinking about if I can get an, I have an exit plan. Like, oh, no.
Well, there is a ray of hope. It says it once it crosses over Cuba, it may weaken. So let's you know, all send light into that storm that hurt the state of Florida. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, it says, you know, that you are realizing your skills and your, especially your spiritual skills, and even you're coming back from, you know, you're creating your voice again, and you're starting to build your self-confidence about your music career. And you're starting to balance things out. And you're bringing together, there is a, you got good influences going on and fortunate actions around your music career. And there's also a successful combination working for, finally, all these long-awaited things here finally happening, praise God, a relationship, you know. And so I really don't, I show the fear of possibly losing revenue, but this whole thing, I've gotten it under good advice that there's no announcements going to be made until after the 4th of July, and we're going to bombard them before that if everybody joins in on this prayer team. They're going to announce there are going to be shutdowns in certain areas, and some this may be work to your advantage.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, as unfortunate as it is, I mean, you know, it still might work to your advantage, especially right now. And you are going to get in control of and you have a meaningful, very meaningful experience coming up in love.
Okay. Let me ask one quick question about the job. And I did reach out, or was the guy was supposed to reach out to me. In the Florida region, is he going to reach out?
Okay. I'm going to say yes to that, and I've got this week coming up after this holiday. You know, after this holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's
cool.
So focused on that. I mean, I went. I to the lake with my grandchildren and my daughter, and there was hardly anybody there, so we just really had the place to ourselves. We did our 4th of July celebration. Now we're hunkering down while everybody else crowds in, you know, so
mm-hmm.
we just did ours early.
Well,
it was great.
I definitely
you're, there's a surprise coming up this week, something,
okay.
after the
awesome.
After this holiday.
I pray. Oh, my God. Thank God. I just am trying to release myself from Chicago. All 1,000%. Trying to free myself. Maybe Lisa needs to relocate. Free herself, too.
Well, right now she's with supportive family members. And I see a good change coming for her. She's a good girl.
Okay, good. But, yeah,
all
she
right.
can get unemployment. She can get it. But thank you.
Okay, send me that information, and I will pass it on to her. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem.
All right, God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, I want you to realize Psalm 35:27. This one, Psalm 35 was a lot today, I know. It says, let them shout for joy and rejoice who favor my vindication. And let them say continually, the Lord be magnified who delights in the prosperity of his servants. Those who expect defeat are destined to be disappointed because God will deliver us from every circumstance designed to overcome us. Those who are on God's side have reason to rejoice because God causes us to escape all the snares of the enemy that he has set. And right now, these spirits are working hard in this country. We will not fall because of the schemes of the adversary, but we will prevail over every device of the evil one. We will magnify the Lord because he delights in giving us more than enough. God will rescue us from the hand of all who oppose us. He will enable us to prosper regardless of the plans of those who array themselves against us. We need to believe that. We need to hold fast to that. And we need to know that God will rescue us. Okay, I'm going to close with this prayer today. In Jesus' name, Father God, we confess that whom the Son sets free will be free indeed. We claim this freedom that we have through Jesus our Messiah, freedom from every satanic oppression and demonic assault. We declare our victory in Jesus' name. Father God, help us to stand in faith as we watch for your glory to be released in our lives. We are all going to join in a day of worship to you on Independence Day. And Father, we praise you, and we know that you will redeem us. And we thank you for all that you've already done and all that you will do. And this is everything, this coronavirus episode, all these things that are coming at us are the results of these spirits. The spirits that are in the government and the spirit that's in the world, the spirit of strife. And we praise you, and we know that you will block these spirits from our lives in Jesus' name. Okay, I will see everybody in August. And I will see you all in spirit on the 4th. And thank you for participating with Spiritual Perception. Have a great week, safe, and great 4th of July holiday. Bye.